I want to start today with a feeling that I think every single person listening has felt, probably, I don't know, in the last hour.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
It's that feeling of drowning. You open LinkedIn, you open YouTube, you check your email, and it's just, it's a fire hose of content.
The endless scroll.
Yeah.
It's the defining anxiety of the modern internet.
It is. And we have a fancy name for it, right? Content saturation.
Yeah.
And usually when I talk to business owners, they're complaining. They say, the algorithm hates me, or, you know, it's just too noisy.
I can't get seen.
I can't get seen. But I was reading through our research for today's deep dive, and I found a really different perspective. The argument here is that the bottleneck, it isn't the distribution.
That is the counterintuitive part. Because if you think about it, Spotify, YouTube, Google, they have infinite shelf space.
Right.
They don't run out of server room. They will take as much high-quality stuff as you can give them.
Exactly. The pipe is infinite. The problem is, how do you actually fill it? How do you fill it without, like, bankrupting your company?
Right.
And that is what we're diving into today. We're looking at a fascinating case study of a company called Alta Vista Technology and this tool called Auto Content API. And the promise is pretty wild. It's effectively cloning your best employees to just dominate the internet.
It sounds like science fiction, or I don't know, maybe a Black Mirror episode.
Totally.
But it's really just the next layer of industrial automation.
Okay, so let's set the stage. Who is Alta Vista Technology? Because looking at their site, they are not selling sneakers or, you know, energy drinks. This looks like serious business.
They are. I'd call them the heavy lifting sector in the business world. They do ERP, enterprise resource planning.
Okay, stop right there. ERP is one of those acronyms people just nod at, but I'm not sure they really get it. Unpack that for us.
But think of ERP as the central nervous system of a company. If you're a construction firm, or a hospital, or a manufacturer. You have money coming in, inventory going out, you've got compliance laws, payroll.
All the critical stuff.
All of it. And the ERP software systems like Sage Intacct or Microsoft Dynamics 365, it tracks all of that. It's the brain.
So if the ERP goes down,
the body stops moving.
Yeah.
Payroll doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Trucks don't leave the dock. It is mission critical. And Alta Vista, they are a serious player here. Over 1,500 implementations.
And I saw their motto, ERP implementations fail. Not on our watch.
I love that.
I do too. Yeah. It implies that failure is the default, which in tech, let's be honest,
it often is.
Mm.
And that's the rub. See, Alta Vista succeeds because they have incredible humans. They have accountants, engineers, system architects who really get the messy reality of a business.
But there's a problem there. You called it the expert's dilemma.
Yes.
I think I know where you're going with this. The people who know the most are
the busiest people in the company.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
If you're a brilliant systems architect at Alta Vista, you are billing hours. You're on-site saving a client from a disaster.
Yeah. You are not filming a TikTok.
You are not writing a 2,000-word blog post. No way.
So the real experts are silent because they're working, and the internet is just filled with people who have a lot of time, but maybe not as much deep expertise.
Precisely. That is the production bottleneck.
Yeah.
You have the knowledge to dominate your market. Alta Vista clearly does. But getting that knowledge out is manual. It's slow. And it's expensive.
And that's where this Auto Content API comes in.
That's the pitch.
Okay, let's talk about the tool itself. Because when I hear Content API, my mind just goes to ChatGPT writing, you know, some generic blog post. Is that what this is? Because if it is, I'm kind of bored already.
No. And that is a vital distinction. We need to stop thinking about content generation, just inventing new stuff from thin air.
Okay.
And start thinking about transformation. The idea here is that Auto Content API is an industrial engine. It takes existing high-value things, stuff Alta Vista already has, and transforms them into completely different formats.
Okay, walk me through that. So Alta Vista has clients. They have success stories. I was reading about a CFO named Julie Wiwira in our notes.
Right, great example. So she's a CFO. She uses Sage Intacct, which Alta Vista implemented.
Right.
And the stats are just incredible. She saved $30,000 a year.
Wow.
And she started closing her monthly books 7 days faster.
Which for any non-accountants listening, that is a massive lifestyle upgrade. Getting a whole week of your life back every single month, that's huge.
It is. Or look at Sharon Rose, another CFO from their case studies.
Yeah.
She cut her requisition process from 2 hours a day down to 30 minutes a day.
Okay, so these are concrete wins, facts. But right now, where do those facts live?
They live as text, on a webpage, or maybe a PDF case study. And let's be honest, how many people are curled up on a Tuesday night reading a PDF case study for fun?
Very few. Unless they're having trouble sleeping, maybe.
Right. And this is where this idea of mental availability comes in.
Yeah.
To grow, AltaVista needs to be in front of CFOs when they are not actively searching for software. Mm-hmm. They need to be in the earbud during the commute. They need to be that quick video on LinkedIn during a lunch break.
But then we're back to the bottleneck. To turn Julie's story into a video and a podcast and a blog, you need a whole team. You need cameras, lights, editors.
You need an editorial team, an audio engineer, a video editor.
It
works.
Give me the sticker shock. What does something like that cost?
Okay, so if you outsource a single high-quality podcast episode, you could be looking at anywhere from, I don't know, $100 to $15,000.
$15,000? Wow.
Yeah. And a manual short-form video for social media, $50 to $300 per video.
So if you want to post daily, the math just breaks. You'd burn through your entire marketing budget in, what, a month?
Immediately. But let's run the simulation with this API. So AltaVista takes that tech story about Sharon Rose, the one saving 90 minutes a day. They feed the URL into the API.
Okay, and then what happens?
Well, first, let's look at the explainer video application.
Mm-hmm.
The API generates a script, it creates a storyboard, and then it produces a 60 to 90 second video.
Wait, like a visual video? Is it just that cheesy stock footage of people shaking hands?
It's better than that.
Yeah.
It uses what's called faceless video tech with avatars. So you can have a professional-looking avatar, say, a woman in business casual narrating the story. It handles the lip syncing, the subtitles, all of it.
So AltaVista doesn't have to fly Sharon Rose out to a studio to film a testimonial.
Nope. And they don't have to hire an actor. The API does it. And here's the kicker, the cost.
I'm ready. How much?
Instead of $300 for a freelance editor, the API charges about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to be about €4.
€4. To create a video asset that could land a $50,000 ERP contract.
That is the arbitrage. The ROI is almost infinite. And
what?
Think about the SEO benefit. Google measures something called dwell time, how long someone stays on your page.
Right. If I bounce after 10 seconds, Google thinks my page is trash.
Exactly. But if there's a 90-second video at the top explaining the case study,
yeah.
I press play. I watch. My dwell time shoots up. Google ranks the page higher. The API lets AltaVista generate one of these for every single success story they have practically overnight.
That is wild. But I want to pivot to audio because I feel like ERP is, well, it's dry. It's a technical topic.
It can be. It's accounting software at the end of the day.
But I'll listen to dry technical stuff if it's engaging. I mean, look at us. We're talking about APIs and people are still listening. Hopefully.
We try our best.
But setting up a podcast is a nightmare. The mics, the editing, the scheduling. Ugh.
It is. And this is where the Auto Content API positions itself as a kind of notebook LM alternative.
Yeah.
You've seen that Google tool that turns notes into a podcast, right?
Yeah, where it sounds like two hosts chatting. It's unnervingly realistic.
Well, this API offers that same multi-speaker dynamics as a service. So AltaVista can take a dense 50-page guide on, say, construction logistics integration and feed it to the engine.
And out comes a conversation?
A lively dialogue between two AI agents discussing the pros and cons of logistics integration. They could literally launch a whole construction ERP podcast series just for that one vertical.
That is so smart, because if I'm a construction manager, I am not reading a 50-page PDF. I'm driving to a job site.
Exactly. You're meeting the audience where they actually are.
Yeah.
But here is the feature that I think is the real game changer for a company like AltaVista.
Mm-hmm.
Global reach.
Right, because software is global, but language is the barrier.
AltaVista is US-based. But let's say their client has a branch in Mexico or France or Germany. The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
So they could take that English implementation guide
and instantly generate a Spanish audio version or French. And we're not talking about some robotic text-to-speech reading.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a synthesized audio discussion in that language.
Imagine the value add on that. You sell the software, and then you say, oh, by the way, here's a podcast series for your team in Berlin explaining how to use it in native German.
You go from being a software vendor to being a global training partner. And you did it without hiring a single translator.
There's another audio feature in the notes here that caught my eye. Voice cloning. Now, I have to be the skeptic. This usually creeps people out. Is this actually useful or is it just a gimmick?
It can be a gimmick for sure. But in a business context, it solves what I call the CEO paradox.
Which is?
Customers want to hear from the leader. They want that personal touch. But the leader is the scarcest resource in the company. The CEO of AltaVista can't call every single new lead personally. There just aren't enough hours in the day.
So they clone him.
They record his voice once, maybe 10 minutes of audio. The API creates a high-fidelity clone. The reviews describe it as natural, steady, and believable. Now, the marketing team can write a script, a daily market update, a personalized welcome for a new client, and generate it in the CEO's voice.
So I sign up and I get a voicemail that says, "Hey, John, welcome to AltaVista." But the CEO never even opened his mouth.
Exactly. It's intimacy at scale. You get the credit for the personal touch without the time cost.
Okay, I see the utility there. I want to go a bit deeper into the intelligence part of this, because so far we've talked about reformatting stuff AltaVista already knows. What about new information?
This is the deep research endpoint. And this is where it stops being just a writer and starts being more of an analyst.
How so?
So the API uses agents to browse the live web. It can actually read sites like the Financial Times, SEC.gov, industry journals.
But wait, AltaVista are the experts. Don't they know all this already? Why do they need an AI to Google stuff for them?
True. They know ERP inside and out, but they need to stay ahead of the context surrounding ERP. For example, changes in healthcare ERP regulations. That stuff changes constantly.
Oh, right. Compliance. That is a moving target.
It's always moving. So they could set up a workflow. The API plugs into tools like make.com-n. And every 24 hours, the API scans the web for new healthcare compliance laws that affect their systems.
And then what? And just emails the CEO?
Better. It generates an automated briefing. It could be a PDF for the internal team, you know, so the consultants look extra smart walking into a meeting. Or, and this is the killer app, it generates a daily audio update for their healthcare clients.
Good morning. Here are the three changes in compliance you need to know about today.
You become the oracle. You're not just the people who installed the software. You're the partner that keeps them out of trouble. And you did it with zero manual analyst time.
That's sticky. That keeps clients from churning. But speaking of keeping clients, let's talk about the boring stuff. Training.
This maps right onto part six of their own ClearPath methodology operation.
Yeah. You sell the software, you install it, you leave, and then the client immediately forgets how to use it.
It's the classic knowledge transfer problem. And the usual solution is, here's a 400-page manual from Microsoft.
Which nobody reads. Ever.
Never. So Auto Content API can ingest those dense manuals. It can output the audio summaries we talked about. But it can also generate quizzes.
Quizzes. Like for school.
Like interactive competency checks. So during the deployment phase, AltaVista could automatically generate a quiz to test if the client's accounts payable team actually understands the new workflow.
So you're basically automating the quality control of your own training.
Exactly. And because of the volume, the business plan gives you 10,000 credits a month. They could process their entire library of documentation into these bite-sized learning assets practically overnight.
It's like building a university for your clients on autopilot. Okay, I want to talk about the holy grail, traffic, getting new business.
Programmatic SEO.
Okay, explain this to me like I'm five. Because when I hear programmatic SEO, I just think of those spammy websites, you know, best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas. And the page is exactly the same except for the city name.
That is exactly what most people do. And Google hates it. They call it thin content. If you just swap the city name, Google will penalize you. You won't rank. It's a total waste of time.
So how does the API fix that?
By creating unique value on every single page. Let's say AltaVista wants to rank for best ERP for city.
Okay. For the Austin page, the deep research endpoint writes a unique 500-word guide about the specific business climate in Austin, maybe mentioning the tech boom. Then the audio API creates a unique Austin Business Tech podcast episode. Then the video API makes a vertical video summary just for Austin.
So the Austin page has a unique video, unique audio, and unique text.
And the Dallas page has a completely different video, audio, and text, all unique.
So to Google, these look like high quality, distinct, valuable pages.
Exactly. And since the API has a native WordPress plugin, it can just inject all this content directly into AltaVista's site. It handles all the metadata, the embedding, everything.
So they could launch 500 city-specific media-rich pages in a weekend.
Technically, yeah. It just opens the floodgates for all that long-tail search traffic that their competitors are probably ignoring because it's too much work to do manually.
That seems to be the recurring theme here. It's too much work for a human, but it's trivial for the engine.
That is the definition of leverage. Let's hit the bottom line, the financials. You mentioned credits earlier. Is this expensive? Because usually enterprise API just means add a zero to the price tag.
You have to compare it to the alternative, right?
Yeah.
The professional plan is 58 euros a month. The business plan is 108.
108 euros. I mean, that's less than a nice dinner for two.
It is less than 2 hours of a decent freelancer's time. Think about the ROI. If AltaVista generates one explainer video, which costs them about 4 euros in credits, and that video helps convert one lead for an ERP implementation.
Which is worth what? Tens of thousands of dollars?
Easily. The ROI is just astronomical. It's almost not even worth calculating.
And it feels like it fits their culture. AltaVista are system integrators. They like connecting things.
That's a great point. They're not afraid of technology. And this tool is API first. It's designed to be plugged in. It integrates with Make.com. It integrates with Zapier.
So walk me through a dream workflow. Total automation.
Okay. Imagine a new review comes in on a site like G2, a 5-star review for AltaVista.
Yeah.
That event triggers the API via Zapier. The API reads the review. It instantly generates a podcast segment talking about that success story. It creates a video short for LinkedIn. It writes a social media post. And then it publishes all of them.
All while the AltaVista team is asleep.
Or even better, while they're busy helping clients.
It really is an industrial revolution for content. It shifts content from being this art project you do when you have time to a utility that just runs in the background like electricity.
That's the perfect analogy.
So to wrap this up, AltaVista Technology is already a leader. They have the human expertise. They have their clear path methodology.
They focus on the human side of ERP, which is why they win. And this API, it doesn't replace that human element. It scales it. It takes the brilliance of their consultants and just multiplies it across every format, every channel.
It moves them from being a consultancy to being a media company that sells consulting.
That's the key shift. They can flood the zone with high-quality, helpful content that answers a prospect's questions before they even think to book a call.
So here's the provocative thought to leave you with. If a company with deep expertise like AltaVista starts publishing 100 media assets a day, using this API-unique videos, podcasts, daily briefings, what happens to their competitors who are still patting themselves on the back for writing one blog post a week?
The gap in that mental availability just becomes insurmountable. You simply cannot compete with an industrial engine using manual labor. The math just doesn't work.
Something to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
A pleasure.